You're listening to the Hudson Valley Region Podcast, an official podcast of the New York City Church of Christ, teaching and worshiping God in the beautiful New York State counties of Orange and Rockland.
We all truly want life, real, true, authentic life. I think that's what we all want. I think that's what unites us. And you know, it's kind of confusing today because there's a lot of different talk about what life is, especially in Western culture. We talk about life as being about happiness. And that's such a myth. I mean, happiness is important. I think happiness is great. Happiness can be a really good thing. But that's not really what life is all about. And I think that God understands this true desire that we have. I believe that He set that in our hearts, a longing for true, authentic, real life. And so today I want to talk about this life. I want to talk about life from above. So you can turn with me in your Bibles over to 1 John chapter 1. And this life from above is just life that has come from God. And as we consider 1 John 1, this is a letter that John is writing to a group of Christians, and it was probably written later in his life. And I want us to see how he starts out this letter to these Christians. In 1 John 1, we're going to read verses 1 and 2. John says, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was from the Father and has appeared to us." So here's John, who just spent 3 years with Jesus Christ himself. He could have said so many things in this opening to his letter. He could have said, "I saw Jesus Christ himself. I saw the Emmanuel, the God with us. I saw the Savior, the Messiah." I mean, that's how I probably would have started it. Man, I just saw God in the flesh. I mean, that would have just blown my mind. But look what he says here. He says, I'm talking about the word of life. The life appeared. It has appeared to us. But it's amazing here because I think that we just miss what he's talking about. Of course he's talking about Jesus Christ, but he talks about Jesus Christ in a very specific way. He talks about him as being the life. The life. But I think we miss that because it's almost like we're speaking a different language. I'm sure you've been in a conversation with somebody where you were talking about one thing and he or she was thinking something completely different. Can I get an amen to that? Or maybe it was vice versa. You know, for some reason, I constantly find myself in Indiana. A lot of people maybe don't know this, but I did my master's at Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana, which you probably don't know where that is. David Letterman went there, which I probably shouldn't, you know, associate him with Ball State. But anyway, that's where he went to school. Part of the movie Hoosiers was filmed there, which is one of the greatest sports films of all time. But I constantly find myself there. And so I was there working on my master's degree, and that was a complete paradigm shift in thinking. I mean, I remember traveling from upstate New York and then traveling through Pennsylvania and then through Eastern Ohio, and I was like, okay, and then all of a sudden, it just flattens out, and when I got to Muncie, I was like, where in the world am I? I mean, it was just a completely different place, and it took some time. I really didn't like it at first, but over the course of time, I found that I really enjoyed it out there, and one of the things that really helped me was playing basketball. I mean, if you're in Indiana, you have to play basketball, and I love playing basketball. I played basketball all through high school. In fact, my junior year, we won a New York State championship, which is, you know, pretty exciting. And then, you know, after that, I coached basketball up in Binghamton and actually down here for a while. But I just needed something to kind of remind me of home. And so I played basketball. And we used to play in one particular gym. And for whatever reason, a couple weeks, this one particular gym was closed. So we went and played at a different gym. And I remember the group of us going over to this other gym, and we walk in, and we see some other guys playing, and so we try to jump on that court, and a couple of guys come out, and they're like, hey, you know, who are you guys? And the guys that I were playing with, they were from the Midwest as well, so like, yeah, you know, we're from Iowa and so forth. And they get to me, and I'm like, oh, I'm from New York. And this guy goes, yo, we got a real New York City street baller up in here. And I'm like, where? Where is this New York City street baller that you speak of? Because I would like to meet him too. Surely you can't be talking about me. I'm white and I'm short. I'm not a New York City street baller. I wish I was. I mean, I've watched plenty of N1 mixtapes in my day, but I haven't even stepped on the court yet, and this already, I felt pressure to live up to this name. So, you know, I'm out there, and I'm trying to do, like, behind-the-back passes and no looks, and I tried to dunk, but I missed it by, like, 4 feet, and that was the experience. And then he asked me, he's like, have you ever been shot? And I was like, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. And I was like, well, there was that one time my brother and I were hunting squirrels in our backyard with the BB guns, and he got me in the leg. But no, I mean, other than that, no. And then we show up a week later, and I'm like, surely this guy has dismissed his perception of me. And he's like, yo, guys, he's like, there's that New York City street baller. He's up in here again. And I was like, what is this guy talking about? Clearly, we were speaking two different languages. And it's really like that when you go to the Midwest. If you say New York, everybody assumes the city. But so much of New York is not the city, as we know. But I just got to thinking, yeah, I mean, we were speaking two different languages. And I think when John is writing this letter, we miss it as we read it because he's speaking a different language. He's talking about life, not the life that we think of. I mean, we think of life as the physical life, our day-to-day existence. But what John is saying is that the life from God, the uncreated life from God. God has not been created, right? He just is life. He's saying this life, this eternal life, this incorruptible, eternal life from God has appeared to us. We've seen it. We've touched it. We experience it now. And I've got to proclaim it to you. That's what John is saying as he talks about this life that he's seen in Jesus Christ, the absolute fullness of life, essential life which belongs to God, life real and genuine, active and vigorous, the true life that we all seek after. St. Irenaeus, considered an early church father, said this, "The glory of God is a human being fully alive." The glory of God is a human being fully alive. Alive, because that's the life that God possesses, that he has, that he gives to us, this true and actual life. And what is that life? I mean, let's think about it in terms of our day-to-day existence. It's life that is full of power and strength, a never-ending resource for living, for existing, for success in life, for success in relationships, for changing things that have dogged us, things that have just held us down. Overcoming sin and the power to do so is the life that is found in Jesus Christ. And this is a different kind of life. And it doesn't mean just being different and living differently for the sake of being different. It just means different because we are different. We are different because of Jesus Christ. It's just a different life. It's not of this world. You know, I think the search for life on other planets is really interesting. I mean, they come out with, it seems like a different statistic every day that, well, there might be life on this many planets or life on this many planets, but it's like we're looking for life in all the wrong places. Life comes from God. And again, it means being different, and we've got to claim that life. We've got to own that life. When people look at you and they say, man, there is something different about you, we've got to own that. We've got to say, yeah, I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. I'm a Christian. And that means that my life is different because it comes from a different place. You know, sometimes I think that we miss out on living because we're so busy doing. Sometimes I think we just miss out on living because we're just chasing after all these things. But let's remember what Jesus said himself in John 10:10. The thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it to the full. That life is truly found in Jesus Christ, and we can, as disciples, claim and own that life. That life that we truly seek after, and that the people around us are truly seeking after as well. And so we get to proclaim that life. We don't have to. It's not a necessity. It's an opportunity. We get to proclaim that life. And that's what John goes on to say in verses 3 and 4. So look with me. In verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. And so what John is after here is fellowship. He's writing to these other Christians, and he's like, I want you to join with us in this thing, in this life, from God, from Jesus Christ. I'm after fellowship. I want you to be with us in this life. But he says, we proclaim it so that your joy may be complete. And that's not what he says. Let's look at it again. He says, we proclaim it so that our joy can be complete. And sometimes I think about us feeling like, well, we're doing it so that their joy can be complete. And that's certainly part of it. But what John is saying here, we proclaim it. We get to proclaim this because this makes our joy complete. There's nothing greater to John than proclaiming the life that he's seen and has appeared and he's touched and he's now experiencing. I mean, he just felt so filled up by this joy that he just couldn't help but get it out. He didn't have to force it. He didn't have to think about, well, I need to, you know, talk to these people about it. He's like, no, I get to proclaim this life. I mean, what a joy. What an opportunity. I mean, have you ever just been so filled up with joy that you couldn't hold it in? That you just couldn't hold back? It didn't matter who you were talking to. It's just you had to let it out. I think about lots of experiences in my life where that's happened. I think about my baptism, where I went from my old life to my new life, to the life from above. I mean, what an opportunity that me, a sinner, can experience new life in Jesus Christ. I think about my dating relationship with Katie and our engagement and our wedding. I mean, I was posting it on Facebook. I didn't have Instagram yet, but if I did, it would have been all over that and tweeting it and you name it. I mean, I was talking to teachers at school, everybody that would listen. And even if they didn't, I was still talking about how awesome I felt because Katie's just amazing. I mean, she just really is. Let's be honest. And I was just so excited about that. And I think about when Evelyn was born. I mean, I was now a dad. Oh, my goodness. I'm a father. I couldn't believe it. I had no idea what I was doing, but I was like, God made me a dad today. And we were up all night, but it didn't, we were up all night, but it didn't matter. I mean, I was just so excited, and there were hospital people coming in, and the doctor came in, and I was like, I'm a dad. He's like, I know, I delivered your baby. I know who you are. And, you know, hospital food is hospital food, and there's a Whole Foods right down the road. And those of you that know me, I'm just a sucker for Whole Foods, whole paycheck. And so I said to Katie, look, let me take one for the team here. I'll go out and I'll go get us some Whole Foods. And I remember just driving down the road, calling everybody, I wasn't texting while I was driving, but I was calling everybody. And then when I got in the parking lot, I was texting people. And I still had the bracelet on from the hospital, and I'm walking into Whole Foods, and I'm just swinging my bracelet around like, I'm a dad! Look at me! And I specifically remember going through the checkout line, and the cashier, they didn't even say anything to me. I don't even think they were looking at me. I was like, I'm a dad! I'm a father today! My daughter was born today! And they just got me through the line and sent me on my way. I think they thought I broke out of a different type of hospital. But I was so fired up. It didn't matter who I was in front of. I just wanted them to know. And the same thing with Vivian. I mean, now I get to be a dad to her. And that's just the way it is with things that so fill us up with joy. It's like we can't experience the completion of that joy until we let it out, until we let people in on that. And that's exactly what John is after here as he's saying that in this scripture. When he considered the life that was given him, that he got to experience, that he got to see and touch. And when we consider the life that we have been given, the life that God has been given to us, just let it well up inside and consider that, man, this eternal life from God, this indestructible eternal life that we get to experience now, not just later. It's not just about heaven. I mean, that's a big part of it, but we get to be in the kingdom now. We get to be in the kingdom in this life. We get to experience life now. And so as we think about that, as we consider that, as we claim that, as we own it, just let it out. Let it shine. Don't think about, I have to do this. I have to sort of meet this quota today in terms of how many people I share this with. No, you get to proclaim the life that has been given to you, to whomever will listen. You know, my prayer for the Hudson Valley Church is that we will be led by the Spirit of God to whomever is seeking after this life. That we will be led to those people and that we will be ready to proclaim this life that we have. And, you know, there's really no right way to do it. There's different ways that people share their faith and proclaim it. There's different ways that people talk about it, but you just have to figure out what works for you and what works for people here. You know, Katie and I love being back in this area. It's fun talking about the fact that we were here before and that I was a teacher and that we went away and that we have kids now and that Katie is a coach and has coached in different places. And people are interested in that. I mean, we've had lots of conversations with different people. Like, oh, you know, you were back in this area before. Yeah, and I thought that the PhD might be an interesting thing to people. Like, yeah, you know, and we were just out in Indiana, and I got my PhD. And we were literally just talking to this couple a couple days ago about that. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then they're like, okay, you know, what does your wife do? What does she do? And Katie won't say it, but I will. I'm like, she was a full-ride scholarship, lacrosse scholarship to Duke University. She was the number one recruit in the nation. Her junior year, she won the Twerton Trophy, which is the Heisman equivalent of women's lacrosse. She was the best player in the nation. She played on the World Cup team that won in Prague in 2009. And so when we start talking about that, then people want to know about the church that we were talking about before. It's not about the other stuff. They're like, oh, man, well, that's awesome. That is so cool. And that's just our thing. You know, that's our way to kind of get in there with people. And it doesn't have to be that big. It doesn't have to be a Heisman Trophy. But there's some way that you can get in there with people. There's something that you uniquely possess that you can get in with people in this area. And we've been reading through this book that you've given us. And I'm just flipping through this thing, the book that you all told us things about you and how you were met and the strengths that you have. And I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, my goodness, the amount of strengths that people have in this place is so awesome. We can't just keep that here. We've got to let that out. We've got to connect with people in that way and let people know about the life that we uniquely possess, because I guarantee you that is really what they're after. In Romans 5, verse 17, you can turn to Romans 5, verse 17. I'm going to wrap up with this scripture. And it's really hard to say which scripture is my favorite. I mean, John 7, 37 through 39 comes to mind, but this one is up there in Romans 5, verse 17. It's just an amazing passage. It says, Paul writing here, "For if by the trespass of the one man, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ?" There has never, ever, ever been, nor will there ever be, a ruler or a king who has looked upon his enemies and said, "I'm going to make a way. Though impossible, I'm going to make a way for you to enter my kingdom. And not only am I going to make a way for you to enter my kingdom, I'm going to allow you to reign with me in this life and in the life to come." And that's what this passage is describing, that we get this life from God, and that in this life we reign with him. There has never, ever been a king like that, nor will there ever be. But that's what God offers us, true life in this life and in the life to come. We can reign here and now with him and in the life to come. Listen, God has given us his uncreated eternal life through Jesus Christ. Life came. Life was seen. Life can now be experienced. So let's claim that life. Not that we've earned it, but we can claim it because of the grace of Jesus Christ. And in so doing, let's also proclaim that life as well. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hudson Valley Region Podcast. For more information about our ministry or to attend a church service, please visit our website at hvregion.com.